This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The National Park Service says it's investigating an incident in which a man was tased by a ranger at Petroglyph National Monument near Albuquerque. Daryl House was stopped Sunday by the ranger for walking in a closed area off trail in violation of park regulations. Video taken by House shows the ranger asking for his identification. House declines, insisting he hadn't done anything wrong. The ranger told House he was refusing a lawful order and that he would have to be detained until he could be identified. Video posted by House on social media then shows the ranger tasing House while he screams for help and rolls on the ground. KOB-TV reported House was cited for interfering with agency functions, concealing his identity, and being off trail. In his social media posts, House identified himself as Navajo and Oneida and said he goes to the monument to pray. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich and U.S. Representative Ben Ray Lujan released a joint statement professing shock over the video and calling for an immediate investigation. Regional officials with the National Park Service told the Associated Press that the case has been referred to the agency's Internal Affairs Unit for review. The City of Albuquerque's Office of Equity and Inclusion issued a statement today calling the video disturbing. The office said it had reached out to the National Park Service and expected a thorough, transparent, and speedy investigation. An audit released by the Office of the New Mexico State Auditor has revealed more than $1.8 million in mishandled or misused city funds related to the Las Cruces Convention and Visitors Bureau and various city-sponsored events. The audit, made public today, also identified what officials described as serious conflicts of interest. The investigation spanned nearly a year and included a review of millions of pages of documentation. Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagashima said the findings already have resulted in changes. The auditor's office said the report has been referred to the State Attorney General's office for further review. New Mexico officials have fined two Albuquerque churches for violating the state's public health orders aimed at stopping the spread of COVID-19 after both venues held large gatherings for Christmas. The State Department of Health fined Legacy Church and Cavalry Church $5,000 each yesterday after photos and video showed both churches violated orders limiting occupancy, mandating masks, and practicing social distancing. A spokesman for the governor said the leaders and congregation at the two churches violated state regulations. Legacy Church officials accused the state of trampling on their constitutional rights. Calvary Church's pastor said they urged people to follow guidelines and blocked every other row to practice social distancing. More than 139,000 residents have tested positive for COVID-19, and 2,403 have died as of today. Health officials today reported an additional 1,221 confirmed infections, including 23 among inmates at the Lee County Correctional Facility and 9 cases at the Southern New Mexico Correctional Facility. This is KUNM.